We, the jury, find the defendant Eddie Ray Routh guilty of the felony offense of capital murder as charged.
A jury verdict has concluded the troubling postscript to the life of veteran Chris Kyle, the man at the center of the movie American Sniper. 2 years ago, Kyle and his friend Chad Littlefield were killed on a shooting range by veteran Eddie Ray Routh. Routh was convicted of murder yesterday and sentenced to life in prison. The court case showcased some of the disturbing post-combat issues for veterans and highlighted a national tragedy for a veteran who has been made a household word by the success of American Sniper, the movie. Joining me from Stephensville, Texas, is Dwali Saikautau, senior reporter for KERA in Dallas, Texas. Dwali, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Hi, good to be there.
What was the feeling in the courtroom? How much has this case really been the focus of community attention there in Dallas?
Well, you know, obviously, when the governor calls Chris Kyle Day and then a movie comes out, it's a pretty big deal in here in Texas. And of course, locally in Stephenville, you know, people were really breathing a sigh of relief last night when the trial was getting ready to start. There was a threat to the courthouse, and locally, on the city's Facebook community board, people were voicing concerns about not having enough security in the small town. The city did appear to bring in more personnel from outside, and the road closures around the courthouse caused some inconveniences and headaches. But the main thing here is that the trial was personal because folks here didn't just see the movie. They knew the man, Chris Kyle. He wasn't a stranger. You know, everybody knows everybody. This was really the talk of the town on a lot of nights. And last night was no different. On Twitter, there were a lot of satisfied people. But some felt that the legal system was broken and that putting the defendant into prison for life if he's mentally ill isn't the solution. So, you know, just a variety of opinion. But, you know, this is a patriot. Patriotic town after all.
And, you know, Chris Kyle is the town hero in Stephenville, but he's also the town, you know, the state hero in Texas and a national
right.
hero with the success of this movie. How does all of that sort of play together?
Well, again, it's complicated here because, of course, you know, Texas has a high number of veterans, so there are constant discussions and local events around PTSD, around veterans. And the truth is that locally in Stephenville, there have been limited resources, and so it's a little bit complicated in terms of how it's affects locally, but as it is, when I speak to a lot of professionals and medical doctors about PTSD, the one thing that people are saying is that PTSD is unique to each individual. So the problem in this case was that there were no real agreements about what the mental state of Eddie Ray Routh was. So you're hearing a lot of things like pig hybrids and voodoo, and those are the memorable things that people are hearing from this trial. But the other side of that is the very real PTSD and the fact that a lot of people have been committing suicide.
You know, you point up a really amazing irony here, and that is that PTSD is very familiar to Texans and to people in Stephenville, even though the jury had no problem coming to a verdict. They deliberated only for about 3 hours here, right?
That's right. And that was not a surprise for a lot of the folks here. In fact, people were actually wondering why the state didn't seek the death penalty. And so the reaction was like, you know, this guy should have been taken out with a needle. That's what, you know, some folks were telling me. And, you know, it was just a very tense courtroom. And, you know, even Taya Kyle, the widow, she left when the defense was trying to argue that Routh was mentally ill, that he, in fact, was paranoid and a schizophrenic. So, you know, it's been a tense couple of weeks here.
An emotional trial, certainly a lot of clarity from the jury, even if it's not going to clear things up completely for some in the community. The jury verdict in Stephenville, Texas, in the case of the death of Chad Littlefield and Chris Kyle, murder in the first degree and life in prison without the possibility of parole for the defendant. Dwali Saikautau, senior reporter for KERA in Dallas, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.